Welcome, friends. You're just listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, and my buddy Travis Thompson from Climatech is in today. And Travis, we have a lot to catch up on. I feel like every 2 weeks is not enough.
It does feel like it goes. It is a while between. It does seem like it does go a long time.
And the weather has changed drastically.
Mm-hmm. The ladies out front were just talking about the wind. I said, yeah, at least it's not 32-degree wind.
It's getting pretty breezy out there.
Yeah, breeze is picking up. Moisture's picking up. That's where we should be right about now, so it seems to be on track.
Right. And, I mean, I feel like with the wind comes all of the stuff that goes into my eyeballs.
Yeah, your car's yellow in the morning.
Oh, those are the good days. Mm-hmm. Right there. You know, spring is arriving.
That's
actually
right.
The other day we kind of put out a call to listeners, and actually if you are listening, please feel free to call in, text in any questions or comments or concerns. We'd love to hear from you. 437-1620. But we kind of asked everybody, if you see pecan trees that are starting to bud, then that means that like the freeze is over, because they know.
That's true. I actually, my grandparents both taught me that as a young person.
Really?
I've watched it, and I've only seen it wrong one time.
No way.
Yeah, it's really, they're the last ones to bloom, and they seem to be, when you see green on a pecan tree, you're pretty certain that the freezes are over. It follows pretty close to true.
That is so neat. Okay, so we've confirmed it. And you know what? I love those little things, because, I mean, just driving around town, those beautiful, and I don't know the name of them, so I'll have to ask next week, but those beautiful trees with, like, the white, they're on, and then they blow, and all that pollen.
Okay. I don't know if you're referring to azaleas, or...
Is that what that is?
Well, azaleas are lots of different colors. They can be white, purple, pink, red.
But they're beautiful.
Yeah. Crepe myrtles also bloom, but that's crepe myrtle right behind you there, so it's not bloomed yet.
No, not
but
yet.
I know at my house, I've got some azaleas that are blooming that are the more of the purple, but yeah.
Right.
Is it a bush form or a tree?
A tree form.
Oh, nope.
Yeah.
They're more of a bush.
But what I've noticed, though, is like, because the weather is so nice and we don't have our heat on or our AC, we have the windows open.
That's right.
Our allergies are starting to bother us.
That's the only downside. That's
side.
Right. Yeah, you do get some of that. It's always good to ventilate. I tell people all the time, if you got a nice day, humidity's down, weather's good, open the windows, let the house breathe. It's great. I mean, it does a lot of good for the house, a lot of good for you.
Okay.
But you do get some pollen and things
sure.
like that. We had a customer yesterday that was calling about the indoor air quality stuff, and he wants a really nice filtration system, some of the UV lights we discussed, things of that nature. And, you know, he was asking, you know, which one's better at stopping dust. And I said, hang on. You're not going to stop dust.
Please, if you figure that out, will you call me first?
Right. That's right. And I have that discussion a lot. I like to make sure that customers know, you know, indoor air filtration, we can do a lot of good things with it, and we can really clean up the air going through your HVAC system. However, you have air coming in and out of your house all the time, even without your windows open. You've got air moving through your house, some more than others, but... You know, when you open a door in your house, and you may have experienced this before, if you open one door, you may notice another door somewhere sucks shut.
Yes.
So that's a huge suction or blowing, depending on which way the doors are opening and shutting, that you're actually forcing outside air in a big gush into the house. So any dust or dirt that's right outside there is going to come with it. You know, I talk about him all the time. I've got a shepherd, and my goodness, I love him to death. But when he comes in, sometimes he'll come in, and I've got a big plate glass window, and if the sun's shining on him and he shakes, it's like, oh, no, stop, stop, go back outside.
Right, but, shake outside.
Yes. So, you know, and people bring stuff in with them, obviously our clothes and things like that, drying clothes. Dryers usually aren't sealed 100% airtight, so you get a lot of lint that comes out. You probably notice laundry rooms stay more dusty than the rest of the house.
Yes.
But that migrates its way through. Bathrooms, when we're in the bathroom, when we're using towels and things like that, the lint off the towels is, so you've always got particles that are coming off of different things, and you've got air moving through the house even with windows and doors closed.
Right.
So you're going to get some dust and dander, that all we can do is try to collect as much of that as possible in our HVAC system.
Sure. And I have a couple questions actually about heating and cooling systems, but my other question is we see it all the time. I don't have one yet. Okay. If my husband's listening yet, but those like robo automatic vacuums.
Yeah.
Yep. How do those affect like the air quality? Or they...
They can be a good preventative measure. We use one at the house for the dog. When we got the dog, we got one because we went to pretty much everything's hardwood now. So we don't, right. Everything's vinyl or hardwood. So we went to that and it does a good job at kind of picking up the big stuff. You know, it sure. doesn't get in all the corners and cracks like you would hope that it would, but it does. I mean, everything it's collecting in that filter that it's got is that much less stuff you've got floating around in your house. Okay. So never hurts to have that kind of stuff. It also, you know, the problem with some dust and dander is if it's settled on a surface and it never gets moved, we can't pick it up in the HVAC system because it's got to be released from the surface. So if dust is on a floor in a bedroom and, you know, just the air movement from the AC alone is not going to pick that dust up and bring it all the way back to the filter. So moving that stuff around, even if we didn't collect it in the filter, getting it off that surface may get it airborne long enough to get it back to the filter where we can collect it. So and again, if you don't pick it up, it doesn't get in the airflow. So there's right. a good and bad to that. But in order for us to get it to our filter, it has to float through the air. It's not going to suck it along the floor.
Right.
So that's another thing that I think those vacuums do a pretty good job. They kind of keep things, if they don't pick it up themselves, they stir it up enough that it might get to our filter and let us collect it.
So like when you say stir it up, do you mean like vacuuming or like moving it around or yeah. just
well the thing to keep in mind with vacuums is if we're sucking air into a vacuum to collect dust, we're blowing air out of a vacuum
right.
that it, I mean it's cleaned air because that right. air has been filtered, but we're still blowing air out. So a lot of times that air coming out of the vacuum will actually stir up some dust that we didn't collect in the vacuum, and that may give it a chance to get back to the air filter. So that's why a lot of times dusting, people may get their allergies kind of fired up.
Right.
You are sucking in a lot of dust, but you're blowing a lot of air around the house, around that vacuum, that is blowing on other items, that is knocking dust off and making it airborne and things of that nature. So that's just the way they work, unfortunately.
That's very true, but it just reminds us that we need to clean our house. I was just saying, like when I started the show, that today is kind of a perfect day. It's not too sunny and not too gloomy for a cleaning day, because
yeah.
on these days you can see all the smudges on everything.
Oh, yeah.
You can act for I feel like on these days you can see the dust better, in my opinion.
Right.
So like I will bend down to like pet the dog and I'll look and be like, ew, okay. Time to get out the elbows and get some grease out here, because we need to get into the crevices and clean up all the dog hair. I mean, it just happens. I
yeah.
have a dog, and although she's short hair, she sheds all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just impossible to clean it all up. But having a good air filter in your home, too, and changing it regularly is important, if I could say words. Somebody texted in and asked, is it smart to have your air ducts cleaned? And I don't know if they mean right now or just in general, but I'll let you answer that.
It would depend. The air cleaning duct systems is one thing that I've always been a little hesitant to just say it's a blanketed good thing to do.
Okay.
Because a lot of duct systems that we look in are really clean. And I don't personally like the idea of disturbing, like we were just talking about, if something is there and the airflow going through it hasn't messed with it, it's going to be there. It's not going to go anywhere.
Sure.
If we go in there and disturb it, we can disrupt some things that are the fibers that the duct system is made out of, the actual fiberglass fibers. And if we disturb those, we put them into the airflow possibly. So in my opinion, I like to reserve duct cleaning for when it's needed. And in order to know that, you would have to actually look into the duct system to see, is this a duct system that needs cleaning or not? Now, there are some items out there, different sprays that are antimicrobial, things that can kill things in the duct system that I'm more of a fan of if there has been a mold problem in the house.
Mm.
But, you know, if you've got mold in your duct system and you're wanting to clean it, my personal opinion is to replace the duct system, because if it's in the fibers of duct board, there's no way you're going to get it all out of there to
really?
A point that it would be 100%, in my opinion. Right.
Wow. And I mean, how does that accumulate? Is it just because of moisture in the air or not changing your filter?
No, the thing with mold, it's kind of like we were just talking about dust. Mold's everywhere. It's in every breath we take, everywhere we are. It's outside, it's inside.
I feel like this is a song, Travis.
Right, exactly. Well, and you know, we laugh and say mold's a four-letter word. But a lot of people react that way to that word. They're like, oh, I have mold. And to a point, there, if it's an excessive amount or if it's certain types of mold, you do have a problem. But to say that, you know, we don't have mold would be wrong, because you do. The way they test for mold in your house, as a matter of fact, would be to test the outdoor level of mold test the indoor level of mold in several spots in your house and just make sure that the two correlate.
Okay.
That's how they test to know if you have a mold problem. So to control mold, we want to keep the humidity level at below 60% in the house. If we keep the humidity level in the 50s or close to 50%, that mold doesn't have a place to grow because it doesn't grow well if it's under 60% moisture level. So keeping that humidity level down is the best thing we can do. And then good filtration. We do have filters that will actually catch mold spores. Most filters, even your HEPA filters and a lot of stuff you buy at Home Depot, won't stop a mold spore. So you'll wind up with a mold spore getting into your air conditioning system. Again, not the end of the world, but what we see happen is inside of an AC system is very wet and very dark because it has a coil that's always wet when it's cooling. So that creates a great environment for mold growth. And we see a lot of air conditioning systems when we open the indoor unit, there's a lot of mold growth right in the air handler system. And, you know, we see it all the time. It's not the end of the world. It needs to be managed and needs to be cleaned. But, you know, we've had people tell us, you know, they're deathly allergic to mold, and you open up their AC and go, are you sure about that? Because there's tons of it. So there's so many different types of molds and things that could make people allergic. So it's definitely something that you have to look at on a case-by-case basis and kind of see, where is the mold? Is it out of control? Is it something that just needs to be cleaned? And that's what happens in duct systems. A lot of time that mold is only right there near the air handler and not down the duct system that's up in the attic or under the house. So you just manage that.
Okay. Now, I know there has to be a nifty tool out there that you can keep in your home to show the moisture levels or the humidity levels, correct?
Yeah. Oh, a lot of thermostats now do it. And that's
really
my personal preference are the thermostats. We a lot of times we'll install an 824 American Standard stat, which will go on any system. And that stat actually will let you control the moisture level to a certain extent. Meaning that if your thermostat is satisfied, your house is 74, you're set on 74, but it sees an increased moisture level, you can give that thermostat the capability to override the temperature by 1, 2, 3 degrees in order to cool a little longer to take more moisture out of the air. And then the variable speed systems that we have, they do a really good job because when they see that the moisture level's high, they slow down on the cooling so they don't cool as fast. And the longer they run, the more moisture they take out. So those systems, we can, a lot of times, my system at home, I'll see humidity levels in the upper 40s, 48, 47%. And that allows you to actually keep a warmer home, and you're feeling just as comfortable as a house that's 72.
Okay.
My house may be 76 and feels like it's 72, 73.
Oh, wow.
So those systems, you know, that we talk a lot about them in the energy efficiency range and how they do with saving money, and they do a fantastic job of that. But you get so many more benefits, and one of those is the lower humidity levels that avoids mold growth and all these other things. So they do a lot.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, here's another question, and I'll have you answer this, Travis. Mm-hmm. What is the best air filter for our area?
I really am a big fan of the electronic cleaner. They've got an AccuClean is what we sell for the American Standard product, and it is an actual, it's an electronic air scrubber. So it actually releases a positive charge on all the particles coming into your AC system. Above that cell, there's a negatively charged cell that it looks like you took a bunch of McDonald's little stir straws out of coffee and crammed them together. So all that air is going through all these little straws, and those straws have a negative charge. So the particle now has a positive charge, and it's being squeezed through a very tight opening with a negative charge, so it sticks to it and it stays there. And by doing it that way, instead of making a media with little holes in it, by doing it this way, we can attract things that, like the flu virus. I mean, we can attract microscopic stuff as opposed to just a particle you can see with your eyes. And those systems are the only system I personally have ever seen. I've got one in my house, and my unit's been in 8 years.
Wow.
I have a video, and I need to put it on our website. I videoed inside of my air conditioning cabinet, and it looks like literally the day I installed the unit. There's not a single drop of dust, mold, anything in it.
Wow.
And I have not seen another system that can do that.
Okay, so where can they purchase that? Is that something they can go to your website and look for any links or?
You can go. I do have a video of that filter on our website at climatechproair.com. Or you can call us. We'll be glad to come out and show it to you. That system does have to be installed, you know, professionally. Your unit has to actually be in the closet, has to be removed to put it under it because it actually filters all the air coming into it. So it is a little bit more extensive of an install. You can't just pop a filter in your, you know, grill outside. But as far as the best, that is the best that I've seen personally. And I'm a big fan.
So if you're looking to up your filter game, that's the way. And you can go to climatechproair.com. I want to talk a little bit just because I have a family member who lives in a home that doesn't have central AC. They have like one window unit and then like a fan leading. It's kind of like a studio apartment. And then they have like a fan that leads to the room to kind of circulate air. But I saw on your website, you have a ductless, it's called a ductless heating and cooling solution, the ductless mini split system. So is that similar to like a window unit or how does that work?
It is similar in the way that it's a, you know, you could install one in place of a window unit. You only have to have an opening in the house about a 3-inch hole because you actually have an outdoor unit and an indoor unit for a mini split. Now, the upsides to the mini split are over a window unit. They are virtually silent compared to a window unit that's usually pretty noisy.
Yeah.
The energy consumption of a mini split is minuscule compared to a window unit.
Right.
Window units are very high on energy usage. Mini splits are one of your lowest energy users. So as far as comparing the two, the mini split is going to knock a window unit out of the water any day of the week. The only benefit to the window unit is you can run pick it up at Lowe's and it's cheap to buy, but it's going to eat up your power bill to the point that if you run that thing
for
2 or 3 years, you probably could have paid for a mini split and you'd have been a lot more comfortable because you wouldn't have had to listen to it the whole time.
Or like when it kicks on, boom, boom. Like, what are you doing?
I grew up with them.
I know, me too. We didn't have central air for a really long time growing up north because you just cracked your window open. And I think I've told you that before where the next morning you didn't know what came inside. So we didn't have screens. You just, boop, and there it was. But when you were desperate, you went out and bought the window unit so you could have some air flowing at night, or the box fan, like you stuck in the window and hope that it would cool off. But here, I feel like the box fan would never work. That's never going to work here. It's too hot.
We had them. They were like swamp coolers.
Are you serious?
Yeah. My grandmother always had one. We always had the box fans around. They'd just open the screen porch door and sit there with the box fan on them. But
it was
relevant around here, I guess.
No.
But yeah, I guess another big benefit with the mini split is security. You know, with a window unit, you're actually opening a window in the house. That it's not too hard to get that thing out and leave access to the house, whereas a mini split, there's no open windows. So that would be another benefit to the mini split.
That's very true. I guess I never thought about the intruder side. I don't know why. I should be better than that. Come on, Jenna. But I love that idea, and especially like for, like you said, you only need like a 3-inch opening.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that could be an opportunity for somebody who, like I said, I have an older relative in the area who is in a home, and it's on a slab. It's not like it's elevated, so it does stay cooler with the hard floors, you know, but in the summertime, no matter what, it's not always comfortable, especially for somebody who's older to sit in a house. I don't know how your grandma did it, but
I guess so.
I mean, I think about how spoiled we are. Okay, let's take a moment. How spoiled we are these days.
Oh, yeah.
And how, you know, 100 years ago, this was not a thing. And how far we have come.
Yeah, that we have. I mean, I was a kid. And I remember helping install air conditioning system in my grandmother and grandfather's house in the 80s. And we laughed because after we put it in, they said they didn't want it. And after we put it in, they didn't turn it on.
No.
If you came over, they'd turn it on for you while you were there. And we thought, that's not how that's supposed to work.
Right.
Now, as they aged, they did eventually start to run it some. But for the longest time, they just leave it off. You'd come over there and they're sitting there with a box fan. Like, we put an air conditioner in here for you. Here it is.
my question is, like, what is their reasoning for that? Like,
well,
it's just too funny.
I mean, my grandfather lived through the Depression. And yeah. he saved everything, newspapers, you name it. And I know a lot of kids these days probably never witnessed that, but I was fortunate enough to watch how he lived. And, you know, they didn't throw away bottles. They didn't throw away anything. They right. saved everything. Right. And to them, it was just an energy consumption they didn't need. They were okay. They could live without it, so they did. And sure. today, we just don't think that way. No. That's totally different.
Yeah. You get home, you're like, it's 68 in here, time to flick on the AC. Right. Like, you're just, it's just natural. I mean, we are in an instantaneous culture as well.
Very
but
much.
On top of that, it's also important to make sure that you have high quality air in your house and not just to ignore maybe things that are blaring in your face. I did want to ask you, so how long have you been doing it and doing this, and how did you get into it?
Somebody asked me that yesterday. I said I was born. And that's true. I mean, my father started this business with his brother in 1978. I was born in 76, but even before that, they were selling parts in an air conditioning supply house. So I literally was born at the hospital,
wow.
taken to an air conditioning supply house to show me to all his buddies before I went home. So that's where I started. Literally. So, you know, we've been doing it a long time and seen a lot of things come and go. Definitely don't have answers to everything, but we right. can find them if we don't. So
that is awesome.
Been doing it a while.
I would love, and we've talked about this before, to have your dad come in sometime
and
chat with us. You know, we'll make it safe. We'll make sure that he's healthy and safe, and we'll keep everything clean. But I would love to hear his story and maybe hear some fun stories that he could share with us throughout time. Because,
oh man, you said that he could share. We're on the radio. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll give him some. We'll put some canceled words. Okay.
No, he's good. I don't worry about that.
I'm just teasing.
It's just the way people used to work has changed so much, you know, over the years too. Just things are done differently, and he's still, some of the things he's caught on with, some of the things he doesn't, but he's still good as gold, and he's out there every day doing it. So that's all we can ask for.
I love that. He's still in the business.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
That is so cool. Mm-hmm. And I would love to hear just the stories of, like, throughout time, I mean, how much air conditioning has changed and heating and cooling systems. And, like, mm-hmm. you know, I used to burn my ankles on the floor, the baseboards on the mm-hmm. floor. If we got too close, right. I would have little scars. I'm sure they've all gone away by now, but they mm-hmm. would, your little ankle mm-hmm. when you'd walk by them, or like the radiator, if you got too close
right.
and some of the steam would be let out,
right.
you just, and yep. remind yourself, oh, don't go too close to
we
that.
We grew up with a floor furnace in the middle of the house. And that,
wow.
I mean, that thing is hot as you could possibly imagine, right in the middle of the floor. You just didn't walk on it. And there were tons of them around here. We worked on them for years.
Do you see any anymore?
Very, very seldom. You'll still see some where the hole's in the floor, but the grill's there. They don't work anymore.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, it was, as a kid, you'd get out of the shower and you could straddle that thing, and it was awesome. I mean,
yes.
on a cold night, that was the best feeling in the world. But
yes.
those have all been done away with, and that was, you know, way back. So things have changed quite a bit. Even heat pumps. When heat pumps came out, they had a terrible name. Nobody wanted a heat pump. You couldn't give one away.
Oh, wow.
But they have progressed. And I'll say, when they first came out, they weren't worth having. But they have gotten better and better, and that's the way to go now.
Awesome. Travis, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining me
Thank
today.
Thank you as well.
We'll see you in a couple weeks.
All right,
y'all. Stick around. We have more for you coming up in the next hour. Let's check in with Fox News.